At the Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge in the eastern state of Maryland, thousands of small furry animals are clawing and chomping their way through marshland near the Chesapeake Bay, devastating the delicate ecosystem. The nutria invasion is in full swing.
Nutria are really a poster child for the invasive species work that our agency is doing, and it's a classic example of what can go wrong when you callously or unthinkingly introduce an animal to what is very sensitive habitat.
Steve Kendrott is a wildlife biologist who supervises the Nutria Control Project in Dorchester County, Maryland. He explains that nutria are members of the rodent family that resemble rats but are larger, about 50 centimeters long, weighing around 8 or 9 kilograms. They have long, rat-like tails and huge orange teeth. They were brought here from Argentina.
Nutria were brought to the eastern shore of Maryland in the late 1930s, early 40s, in order to try to establish a fur market. These were nutria farms, essentially, where they raised nutria in captivity and then harvested them for their pelts to supply the world market for fur. Unfortunately, that market never really took off like they thought it would, and as a result, the people who invested heavily in nutria farms and either released the animals, or as the conditions of the farms got dilapidated, they escaped, or storm events sometimes contribute to that. The animals basically introduced themselves to this ecosystem and found it much to their liking.
These semi-aquatic mammals have since destroyed thousands of hectares of marsh here with their destructive eating habits, heavily overgrazing the native marsh grasses, and as a result, causing severe erosion.
The nutria feed primarily on the roots and tubers of the marsh plants that hold this marsh surface together. Without the plants, you have no marsh. The soil underneath, or it's more of a medium underneath, is almost a organic soup. And without the fibers of these plant roots holding that top surface layer together, it just washes away with the tide and with the wind and rain.
Out on the marsh, biologist Steve Kendrott shows me the signs of the nutria's impact.
You can see this area of open water. I don't know, it's the size of maybe half a football field in the middle of the marsh. A lot of the grass that you see there, that real lush green with the sort of brown tops, is American three square. And that's a nutria eat out. Where we're floating right now used to be primarily marsh.
So it was all grasses?
At one point, yeah. And this, it actually sloughs off in big chunks, particularly along the river like this, where you have some current moving in and out. As those clumps you see along the edge get further and further separated, they finally just break free and float out to the bay like little icebergs.
These fast-disappearing marsh grasses are essential for birds, fish, all kinds of wildlife that depend on this habitat for food, hiding places from predators, and for reproducing. Mr. Kendrott says marshland is what helps keep the whole Chesapeake Bay watershed healthy.
These marshlands are really the transition between the Chesapeake Bay and our uplands on either shore of the bay. And many species of fish, invertebrates are dependent on this ecosystem for some stage of their life cycle. A lot of fish spawn up in these marshes, so it's critical as nursery areas. Crabs come up into these marshes and molt and spawn. So they're really critical for the whole bay's ecological economy as well as its financial economy.
Biologists estimate that as many as 50,000 nutria live in this wildlife refuge and that they have killed off 3,000 hectares of marsh. Mr. Kendrott says these animals reproduce very easily and quickly.
Well, unfortunately, there's no such thing, really, as a few nutria for very long. They do reproduce extremely quickly. They're breeding year-round, 3 to 4 litters per year, an average of 4.5 to 5 young per litter. So they can produce an extraordinary amount of young. They reach sexual maturity at 6 months of age. So at that point, the young that they had given birth to in spring are ready to breed by the fall.
A major problem is that there are no natural predators in Maryland to keep this exploding population in check. In their native South American habitats, the nutria are a favorite meal of an alligator-like reptile called the caiman. There are no such reptiles on Maryland's eastern shore. Troy Lawson, a wildlife biologist from the neighboring state of Virginia, says nutria are starting to appear in his state. He's visiting this area to better understand their habits.
What I expected to learn was how to trap them and control them, but I had no idea that they were capable of this type of damage and destruction.
One form of nutria control that's being tested here is a type of floating trap set in the marsh like a raft. Steve Kendrott shows us how it works.
This is a floating platform that we're using to attract nutria. Nutria are good swimmers, but they like to be able to rest as well, and they'll often climb up on anything. And incidentally, we can also outfit that raft with traps and actually catch the animals once they're used to it.
Nutria are nocturnal. Their nighttime swimming habits make them difficult to track. After sunset, Steve sits atop his van with a high-powered light shining down on the marsh. He makes a nutria call.
There's a nutria right there.
Where?
It's in my light. It just swam into the water. There it is swimming. You see it?
Yes. Yeah, I see it. Boy, they look like strong swimmers.
They are.
So they can go underwater for like 5 minutes or something?
They can go under submerged for a long time.
Trapping every nutria in the refuge and neighboring areas is the goal of researchers here. At the same time, Steve Kendrott says they are working on ways to restore what marshland has been lost by pumping sediments from out in the open water into these backwater areas and replanting the decimated marsh grasses. Steve Kendrott and Troy Lawson say the extermination of the nutria is a high price to pay to save the marsh. But that is a price invasive species often have to pay.
It is a sad situation. I wouldn't wish this on nutria. You know, we all have empathy for the species because it didn't ask to be brought here. It was brought here by our own foolishness, and now we have to fix a serious problem that we've created, and it's an unfortunate thing that the nutria has to pay the price for that. But if you look out at the marsh there, I think the ecological arguments for what we're doing are pretty compelling.
It's almost inconceivable for me to look out on an expanse of water and think that it was once grass that is now 3 foot deep water, and maybe through the efforts that are going on now, 100 years from now, there'll be grass there again.
The battle to save marshlands from the ravages of this South American rodent is being fought intensely in Maryland and Louisiana, a southern state where they have also done considerable damage. There, a bounty of $4 is offered for every nutria tail the trappers bring in. But biologists say these battles are just part of a larger and expanding war. The nutria is proliferating now in 14 other American states, from Virginia to Texas. For Our World, I'm Mary Sainer in Dorchester County, Maryland.